T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Whew! If we don't educate them, we lose them. That's a fact, Jack. In my world, in my myopic view of our existence and our success or failure hinges on two things: family and education. If the family falls apart, and the education system falls apart, we're done. Done. Mom and dad aren't around. Kids wander. And if they go to school and they wander from school, they end up on the streets. And if they end up in the streets, they end up in trouble. And I'm stereotyping and generalizing, but the numbers don't lie. Dramatically difficult year for students and teachers. Millions and millions of kids checked out, literally. Checked out, did not show up in any of the teaching opportunities given to them online. Just didn't, man. Checked out. And for the teachers, exhausting, stressful, time-consuming, frustrating. If you're going to grade the experience overall, most folks would say it was a failure. For them, personally, getting back has turned out to be even more difficult because the teachers are fried, man. Why wouldn't they be? Get back in the classroom Monday. What? Who? And it has been very, very frustrating. And I have the opportunity this morning to grab the Pittsburgh Public School Teachers Union President, Nita Esposito, who's been kind enough to join us, and she feels this pain as they fight and fight and fight. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Marty. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, has this been your toughest year ever? Ever?
Without a doubt. And I've been in the school district 40 years.
Tell me why.
You know what? It has been a tough. You know what? You summarized it very well. It has been tough for families, tough for teachers. I've never been more impressed with their work. They have pivoted. They have gone after the kids. They have tried something else. They have had to try a whole different way of teaching. And they were heroic. I've got to tell you, I've never been more proud of their work. But it was hard and it was draining. You put it very well.
So they take a deep breath. They finally exhale. All right, I'm going to plan. I'm going to work. I'm going to work harder to get back in full time next year. And then the district says, hey, we have kids who suffered. And by the way, they did. Let's catch the kids up. And by the way, they do need to catch up. But Nina, quite frankly, there aren't enough teachers to teach the kids who need to catch up, are there?
No, there aren't. But you know what? You have to remember, Marty, this was on top of a very robust program we have always. We always have a very robust extended school year program, high school program. Schools run their own program. So those are all filled. Plus, they wanted to put this other, which we are totally supportive of, this additional boost program. Love it. We're very supportive of it. So they filled the regular programs that are always there. I think they were too ambitious. On top of it, it came out too late, and we kind of forgot that teachers have lives and other things, and they are exhausted. It came out too late. To be honest, I think they should have included us more because we do have a really good reach out to our teachers. So I think there were a lot of missteps, and I feel badly that it isn't filled at this point, because I think it would be a really good program, but we forgot that teachers really are human beings and they have other things to do, like go take care of sick parents in other states and whatever, so they've been unable to fill it at this point.
And so
you're
really
absolutely right, and it's heartbreaking.
The message becomes kind of convoluted in that the public says this, oh, here we go again. Teachers don't give a damn. They won't even help. They won't even help those kids catch up. You say that's not accurate, is it?
Oh, not at all. Are all of our summer programs that you normally, I mean, get the numbers of our summer programs that normally exist. They're filled. They're filled. If this is on top of our normal summer program, that's where we're having trouble. And I'm not saying where. The district is having trouble filling it. And it's for a number of reasons. It is true. People would love to do it, but they have to go to South Carolina to take care of ailing parents. Some people are burned out. You're absolutely right. They can't do it. But there are a number of reasons. It came out late. They have other jobs. They have other obligations. So there are a number of reasons. But believe me, there are a lot of teachers doing summer school this year, credit recovery, high school, in their own school. So there's a lot going on this summer. It's just the extra positions. They're having trouble filling all of them for a number of reasons.
Nina Esposito joining me. Hey, tell me, what's going on with this door-knocking program? I'm intrigued by this.
And that's another thing, and I'm very proud of it, but we have teachers doing that also. We received a grant, $50,000 grant, from the American Federation of Teachers, and this is our community outreach program. We do this with the community, GPS, Great Public Schools Pittsburgh. We are reaching out to the community. We know it's been a heck of a year. We're reaching out. We're going to door knock with a number of our teachers. We have the training tomorrow. A number of our community members. We are, and a number of board people from the board also. We're reaching out. We're door knocking to talk about the great things going on in the Pittsburgh public schools, to preschool parents, some parents that may have been that may have left us this year. We want them back. We want to go out and talk to them with our teachers. Better to do it than our teachers, to talk to them about the great things going on in the Pittsburgh public schools. Our preschool programs are fantastic, our early childhood programs, our CTE programs. I mean, I could talk about them for days. Career and technical education. We want our teachers and our community members who live it to go out and door knock, talk to parents, and tell them all the great things going on and the trainings tomorrow. And we are so excited. This is going to be going on throughout the summer, and we are thrilled about it. And we hope people will be open and talk to us and come on back to the Pittsburgh Public Schools, because there's a lot going on, and we want people to know the great work of our educators.
Hey, I know you have the same concerns I do, that if you don't reach the kids by the third grade, you lose them. And with this pandemic, you lost even more. Are you worried about the blowback, the repercussions, the damage done, the kids that will never recover and end up on the streets?
Oh, absolutely. This is heartbreaking. We see it in the crime rates going up. Every time I turn on the news, I worry about it. I think this is something we all have to work together on. We have the ESSER money that is coming out from the federal government. We have to be very mindful about how we use it to recoup it. We all have to work together and be very mindful about how we're going to capture these, and I don't know if that word sounds wrong, but how we're going to capture the spirits of these kids and get them back, catch them up, and really work together to solve. This year was tough on all of us.
Yeah.
To recoup and save everybody, and I mean the adults too, because I know what it's done to me.
Right.
I know what it's done to our teachers. I think we all need some kind of therapy. We need to help each other come back from this year, because it has been brutal for all of us.
Nina, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good talking to you.
Appreciate her being here. We usually fight. We didn't. It's a breakthrough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.